From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Greetings. Welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center is our fabulous producer. We appreciate all his help and hard work. He's making sure the show goes perfectly smoothly. On the news line with us now, Mike Deal is back. We get to talk to him from time to time in person, but we wanted a quickie update today. He's a community traffic safety coordinator with the Highway Safety Network. Mike, thank you so much for calling in today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me back.
I do appreciate you. I think of you as an outreach person that goes around the community and makes sure that groups and organizations and individuals get some education about safe driving and safe travel. To give us a better description of what the Highway Safety Network is and the work that you do.
Yeah. So what we do is we go out into the community and we talk to schools, senior centers, community groups, or anybody else who will really talk to us about how to be safe when they're out driving and some general safety tips that they can use to help keep themselves a little bit safer.
And, of course, you're a 501c3 nonprofit organization. PennDOT provides some of the grant funding to keep your facility going?
Yep, that money actually funnels down from the federal government, from NHTSA.
Gotcha. Okay, so this is national initiatives to promote safe driving. All right. Well, let's talk about the fact that over the next 2 weeks, tell us your message as folks are going to be doing a lot of driving over the holiday period.
Right. So over the next 2 weeks here, we have New Year's. We have other holidays like Christmas. And we know that people are going to be out driving around, and we want to make sure that people are safe when they're driving during those time periods. So one of the things that's going on during that time is Operation Safe Holiday. And that's geared towards impaired driving. And there'll be additional officers out completing roving patrols, looking for people who may be under the influence during that time period. Other things that we like to throw out to people are just general holiday driving tips. Things like planning your route prior to actually leaving your home. This will ensure that you're not trying to look at maps while you're driving. It keeps you focused on the task at hand. Check your local road conditions prior to your trip. Adjust all your vehicle settings prior to leaving. Adjusting radios, directions, or climate, again, are distractions in the vehicle, and we want to make sure that you're focused, especially with an increase in traffic. And remember that your passengers can be distracting as well. So passengers, please avoid any kind of horseplay in the car. Be an extra set of eyes for your driver. And, of course, obey your posted speed limit. That's a big one. We know everybody's in a hurry, but please obey those speed limits. Those are in place because that's the safest speed for you to travel on that road in good condition. And make sure to secure all your items in the vehicle. Loose items in a vehicle can become a projectile in case of a crash. You want to make sure that all those items are secure, and obviously if we're transporting those Christmas gifts, we don't want to lose them out of the back of the truck. So make sure that we are strapping things down.
Sound advice, boy, that would be bad. Okay, it'd be hard to explain, too. And the other thing that, when it comes to strapping things down, we know that pet seatbelts are a real thing now, harnesses and seatbelts for our pets.
Absolutely. Pets have their own seat belts now, and you know, we'd advise everybody to use those on your trips. And I know our family, when we go places, we take the dogs with us, and the safest thing you can do is use those harnesses, those seat belts, because a dog can be thrown around in a car just as easily as a person.
I remember the PennDOT spokesman Rick Mason always used to say, "Give your full attention to driving." You know, he started saying that long before there were cell phones and GPSs and things, so many things to look at on the dashboard. Give your full attention to driving. Well, it can also be associated with DUI occurring, and DUI enforcement is going to be stepped up as well. So give us the whole story about alcohol consumption, or I guess any substance really, prior to driving.
Yeah. The biggest thing to remember here is impairment begins with the first sip. So your first sip of alcohol is where your impairment starts. That starts to kind of take control over our skills and abilities that we typically would have. It reduces our reactionary times. But another thing is, remember that impaired driving isn't just alcohol. Drugs, including over-the-counter and prescription medications, can impair your driving as well. You can get a DUI for drugs just as easily as you can for alcohol. In fact, about 60% of the DUI arrests in PA each year now involve drugs or a combination of drugs and alcohol, which is a scary statistic. Crashes involving DUI are entirely preventable. This is 100% preventable, which is why we call them crashes, not accidents. Motorists should keep their families, themselves, and other motorists safe by designating a driver or not driving under the influence. So plan ahead.
Right. Make sure you're aware, too, that we've heard from several police departments saying that some this week and then more next week, they'll do some DUI patrolling out there or even set up checkpoints. You have a message you tell folks that, that there will be checkpoints in the days and weeks ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be increased patrols during the next 2 weeks here through the New Year holiday, and checkpoints will be active in some locations, so just be aware of that.
All right, additional sound advice, anything else you haven't covered? Just about out of time, anything else that folks should know as they head out in the weeks ahead?
Another thing to keep in mind for those holiday periods is if you're hosting a party, make sure to serve plenty of snacks and non-alcoholic drinks, and plan to have somebody there to keep an eye on your guests. That way, if you see somebody who's under the influence, you have somebody sober who can say, you shouldn't be driving today.
All right, so keep an eye on that. Where can I get more information? Highway Safety Network. How about additional details?
Yep, you can get more information from our website, highwaysafetynetwork.org, or you can check out PennDOT.gov for additional safety items.
All right, to be safe. Mike, anything else to add to our conversation today?
Just be safe, everybody, and enjoy your holidays.
All right. Same to you, buddy. Thank you so much for checking in. I know you live in this region, so we're glad to hear from you. Please have great holidays, and I guess we'll talk next year.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
Thank you. That is Mike Teal, Community Traffic Safety Coordinator with the Highway Safety Network, highwaysafetynetwork.org.